Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, October the 6th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM here, of course, in San Juan County and 103.3 FM over the state line in Durango, Colorado. And welcome to everyone who is watching this visual radio program as well. We have a busy Wednesday in store for you today, beginning with news about the Caliente Cabaret concert happening this Saturday at the Farmington Civic Center. We'll also be talking about programs and events coming up at the Farmington Public Library this morning at 8:30. And then we'll round out the hour with our weekly visit from Ron Price, all about life in the sandbox. And Ron's talking about the love technique this week. He'll explain more about that in just a moment. Mick Hess will be here next hour, roving with the arts. He's going to be featuring Carmina Burana for us on that program, a special 90-minute version. And then, of course, we will be going to Right on Four Corners with Tracy Hales Vass. She is featuring author Esther Jansen this week and her book called Walk, Jamie Bacon's Secret Mission on the Camino de Santiago. That's coming up, of course, later on this morning at 10:30 on KSJE. Outside our studios, it's 52 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We're expecting a high today of 70 degrees, an overnight low tonight of 47. Maybe some chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 72. Maybe some more chances for showers on Friday with a high of 74. Rain on Saturday with a high of 66 degrees. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the upcoming Caliente Community Chorus Concert. Alan Lyon is here, a member of the choir. Alan, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am well, thanks. Good to have you here. And
it's great to be here.
You have been a member of Caliente, we're talking 11 years?
12 years.
12 years. And one other one snuck in on me. I forgot already.
Yes.
That's a long time. You must enjoy it.
I have had a ball doing this. I have no musical background myself. Of course, my wife grew up with both of her parents teaching music and such, and all I did was listen.
Right.
And we were had been invited to go to Caliente's Ireland trip back in 2011, and Karen went to one of the rehearsals, and she come back all excited, and she said, "You need to come and join us. We need more men," because they only had two guys at the time.
Okay, well, yeah.
So I said, well, I'll go listen. So I sat in the back of the room and was kind of cowering in the background back there, and Virginia kind of convinced me to get up and sing some of the songs that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of sang along a little bit, and she said, well, you need to come sing with us. And I said, well, I don't read music, and I don't understand a lot of the things. And she said, we'll teach you as we go along. So she gave me some CDs and some music and said, listen to it, and here's your part.
Okay.
And I looked at her kind of deer in the headlight look, and I said, what do you mean, my part? She said, well, what do you sing? And I said, I don't know. What do you mean, what do I sing? She said, do you sing bass? Do you sing tenor? What part? And I said, I have no idea. She said, we need a bass. So you're going to be a bass.
Now you're a bass.
Now I was a bass. So.
Okay.
But you know, she was very patient, and Robin made CDs that we could sing along with our parts. And that's how I got into it.
There you go. The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, the rest is history.
See, for the last, 12 years or so. So, perfect. And so then that's probably a story that a lot of folks have about how they got involved with Caliente and Virginia Nichols, who is the director you mentioned,
yes.
Robin Woodard, who I know is like music director almost or accompanist.
Accompanist,
a big role in all the things too. So the reason you're here, though, is to talk about the return of concerts, which, of course, we're all excited about, that we're able to gather again safely and kind of put all that together. So talk to me a little bit about the show that's coming up, this weekend.
Saturday, October 9th at 7 o'clock down at the Civic Center, and we're going to be in the ballroom this time.
Okay.
And, of course, we have to social distance, and, you know, we're required to wear masks. Some of the soloists will be able to perform without the masks, but there will be enough distance that, you know, we don't have to worry about that. And tickets are $15 at the door, and... You know, we'll have some light hors d'oeuvres that we serve prior to the start of the show. And it's our conventional cabaret show that we do every year. And, of course, we didn't get to do it live last year. We did it virtually. And that was different.
It was different.
Yes.
There were some things you could do with video that you can't do live, and vice versa, I imagine. So,
absolutely.
But now we're back into a live situation and live audiences. And so for folks who've been missing that opportunity to gather and hear some great live music and great singing, this is the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a good program put together this year. We've got a lot of individuals that'll do solos, and
right.
Then we have small groups.
Does that include you?
No, I'm not a soloist.
Okay, all right.
I sing solo that nobody can hear me.
Okay,
but you know,
gotcha. I bet if you wanted to, you'd probably get a part.
I could probably apply and do it, but I'm a little bit shy about doing a solo myself. So, but
you're happy to be in the background.
I'm very happy to be in the background,
fill in the spaces. I guess right.
Got it.
But
absolutely.
What are some of the pieces that you guys have been working on for the show?
Well, of course, our opening is the cabaret number that we always do. And then we have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which is Renee and her backup singers. And then we have 9 to 5 with Denise and Maya. And I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay.
Walk Like an Egyptian. Sweet Dreams. Most of this is 80s.
I was going to say
music.
I'm relating. Yeah, to this music.
Most of it's 80s, and it's kind of in a Copacabana style.
All right.
And then we have the Eye of the Tiger. All the men will be doing the Eye of the Tiger, and as kind of a filler. And then Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Chariots of Fire. It's kind of a little spoof deal that we're going to be doing. Copacabana is one of the main songs that we're going to be doing. And, of course, there's always choreography with Virginia's stuff.
Yeah, it's not just a straightforward choir concert, is it? There's a lot of other bits that she adds to the performances,
absolutely.
I would say. And you have to be ready for anything.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of funny. There's a lot of people, such as me, you know, I don't move very well, you know, but... She's trying to get everybody involved and have fun with it, and it ends up being a lot of fun. Of course, she encourages costumes and trying to get into the theme of what's going on, and it's been a lot of fun. And you know, people look at some of the song selections and say, "Nah, I really don't want to do that." And then when you start doing it, it ends up being a lot of fun. So
nice.
But we've got a lot of different folks that are going to be performing, and it's going to be a fun time, and we always have a good turnout for this, and I'm hoping that everybody that has seen it in the past will come again.
Right.
We used to sell season tickets, and you know, this year we thought with you know the possibility of things being shut down again, we would not sell the season tickets this time.
Okay.
We're just going to sell them at the door.
All right.
And then everybody you know, first come, first serve. And
I imagine you would have a limited amount of seating for this concert.
Well, at the
exhibit hall.
At the exhibit hall, I think they said that we could hold up to 400 people.
Okay.
And, you know, if that's
the case. If you sell out, sell out.
I would just be tickled to death.
Right.
And, you know, all of our faithful fans that have been in the past were looking forward to last year, you know, if we could get things
right.
going. And I've already talked to several of the people that I know that have come to our shows in the past, and they're looking forward to it. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It will be fun. And I know they've missed seeing you performing live, all of you,
oh,
in
yes.
the choir. And how many, do you have an idea how many folks are in the choir with you? It's a kind of a big number, isn't it?
I think there's about 45 this time around.
Okay. That's substantial.
And it is. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines this year because of the masks requirement, and
right.
they're not comfortable in singing with the mask. And it is hard to sing in the mask.
Right.
We have a special mask that we use to sing in. It gives a little more room in the front of the lips and stuff.
Sure.
And it's hard to sing in those, and it's hard to hear everybody's
different
singing,
parts and
different parts.
Yeah.
But overall, it's good that we can get back and start fresh.
Right.
So
which
we're looking forward to it.
This
so.
Is what you're doing. And you were telling me that you've got, or you, Virginia, it sounds like, has the whole season planned. So in addition
yes.
to this concert, there are going to be more Caliente performances coming
Correct.
Up, too.
We've got another one coming up, and I'm drawing a blank as far as the date, but I believe it's in November.
Okay.
And we'll be doing some traditional choral pieces in that. And we've been working on those as well as our cabaret stuff. But,
right.
you know, it's kind of hard to divide the time between those and make it work. So, you know, once we get our cabaret under our belt, then we'll start working on our regular pieces. And I think we're going to also try to do a Christmas-type
okay.
program. So.
So stay tuned is what
stay
we
tuned.
Tell people in this business.
Stay tuned,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Of what to do. And then if folks want to maybe see what all the excitement's about, you're always looking for new singers and additional
absolutely.
Singers, are you not?
Absolutely. They can get on the Caliente website and, you know, get more information on that.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a Caliente Facebook page. I'm not a Facebooker, so
right.
I don't
You can check it
that.
Out.
You
but
can
that,
check it
you
out.
You can reach out.
And
send an email, send a message.
Send a message, and there's also YouTube videos of our past performances.
Okay.
And, you know, last year we had virtual.
That's right. You can check that one out.
And I was really surprised on how well it turned out.
Right.
You know, and most of the takes that we did during that virtual were first takes.
Okay.
And Ryan Woodard did a lot of the videography, and you know, it was phenomenal to have that technology.
Right.
And, you know, Virginia was still pretty adamant that we'd do it right the first time. And there was quite a few of those numbers that we did that we didn't have to do a retake on them.
Well,
that's
always good.
It was nice. We had a lot of fun doing it.
But I have to tell you, personally, I'm a fan of the bloopers. So there were a few of those. I don't think it were the singing bloopers, but there were some other bloopers
yes.
from some of those
yes.
some of those scenes, and
yes.
I enjoyed those immensely.
Yes, that is a lot of fun to do those, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
I've had my fair share, so I can certainly empathize with
yes.
the performers, but,
yes.
but it's wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to it. Again, it is coming up, this weekend. Be
this
here before
weekend,
we know it, right?
Saturday down at the Civic Center.
Okay.
And just to remind everybody, we're not going to be in the concert hall. We're going to be in the ballrooms. And, you know, it's $15 a ticket. And
buy them at the door.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're in. Okay.
And you're in. And we'd love to see everybody. And, you know, contact us on Facebook or, you know, I think there's a number on that poster that.
There is. Let me repeat it for everybody. If you would like more information, you can send an email to caliente.chorus@gmail.com.
Correct.
Or call 505-947-2510. And again, there is a complimentary light refreshments, and then wine will be available for sale.
Absolutely.
To enjoy the concert with a little glass of wine, which is also a nice thing. So
yes,
I know folks will look forward to it. Great. Alan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott, for having us.
Looking forward to having
a new season.
Very good. Me too.
All right.
See you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.